This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call and we can do everything we can to help you out. Before the break, we had talked with Pat, and one of the last questions she had asked was in regards to some blooms in the fall to have bees come into the yard. So a couple others were zinnias and some sedums. There's some great autumn joy sedums, autumn fire sedums. Those are starting to bloom right now. They're awesome. They're everywhere. Those are awesome. So try those out as well. Again, phone number 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up first?
Larry in New Hampshire.
Larry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, I got two questions for you, Pat. One, my wife has been raising cabbage every year in a garden, and this time of the year they seem to split and be full of worms. It destroys the cabbage. I don't know what to do about that or what's going on. And my second question is, in my part of the state, up around the Grafton County area of New Hampshire, mm-hmm. Our apple trees are dying. New planted trees have been around for years. They're dying or defoliating, and I'm pretty certain they're dying. Any thoughts or ideas? What's going on?
Okay. Let's start with the cabbage that you had growing. So that's something where, as a preventative, that you know that the worms or caterpillars are coming in and taking over, you can do a couple things. You can be spraying as a preventative measure a couple weeks prior, maybe the beginning of September, end of August, Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide.
Captain Jack's?
Yes, you could be spraying that. That is organic. It'll tell you right on the bottle up until when you can spray it before harvest. So it'll say like 7 days prior to harvest you can spray this, or 14 days, 21 days, that type of thing.
So
that's something you could be using for that. There's also a product from Bonide called 8. That is more of a it's a granule that I want you to use. I don't want you to use the spray. That granule you can put into the soil earlier in the season to help prevent these insects from coming into the soil and getting into your cabbage. It's a granule that I know is safe. I almost want to say it's 10 to 14 days prior to spraying. Prior to harvesting. That could definitely help with some of these caterpillars. I want to say it's a cabbage worm. You could also use a product from Bonide called Thuricide, or it's BT, which is Bacillus thuringiensis. long name, so that's why they call it BT. You could be spraying that. It doesn't hurt birds, earthworms, insects, honeybees or ladybugs, that type of thing. So it'd be fine to do it. And that also will say on the back of it, up until what date before harvest you can spray. It's organic. That BT is organic. So those are a couple options to be spraying for that. And taking a look at it. The other thing is just watching the watering and how you do it during those summer months. Sometimes they'll crack and do that if they get either way too much water or not enough water. Unfortunately, overwatering and underwatering kind of look the same. Easy way to say it. What I like, easy way to see it, not say it, I'm sorry.
Well, we've had a drought up here this year. The last 2 years is when this has occurred. I'm sure that has something to do with it.
It definitely does, because what's happening is plants are searching for water, and once they get the water, they'll try to absorb as much as they can, and it pushes growth sometimes too quickly, which can cause it to crack. You want it to have that normal, not normal, but that regular watering so that it will absorb the water the right way instead of too quick or too slow. That way, when the plant is growing, it's growing at a regular rate, not too quick or too slow. What's happening when it gets all that water, it pushes growth. Then when it gets really dry, it slows down and creates that dry effect from where that was moist. So it could actually kind of crack it like that.
So do they crack and then the worms get into it?
It's a little bit of both, to be honest. But I'd do it as the products that I talked about, do it as a preventative and start doing them. You know, you said you see them about this time every year.
Yeah,
for the past couple of years.
Mid-September.
So start. Yeah, so definitely start doing them earlier so you can start to help prevent it. One of the things you want to take a look at with some of the products, some of them have like a little bit of an oil in them. And that oil, it'll tell you right on there, and most of them on the package will say don't spray if it's 85 degrees or hotter on a constant basis. Would have been hard this August to do it. I think August was the hottest August on record. So, you know, we had constant days of 90s and close to 100.
Okay, so that's good enough.
But you just want to take a look at it, because if it has a little bit of that oil in it, it's like putting oil on your skin and then going to the beach and expecting not to get a sunburn.
Right.
It's doing the same thing. If you're putting oil on top of it and it's just going to burn it, it could really affect it that way. So that's why you want to look at the label to tell you, you know, what temperatures and up until what harvest, that type of thing.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. And as far as the apples in the area, are you noticing it in, like, the orchards? Or are you noticing it, like, just in random spots?
No, I'm noticing it everywhere, even in orchards. And it's strange. I've raised apples for years, grafted them, and done all kinds of things with them. And everybody has it. My neighbors, people who have small orchards and stuff like that. And some of the commercial orchards are even having problems.
Interesting. Larry, what I'd like you to do is maybe after you get off the call, maybe email me so I have your email address, because I want to do a little bit more research into it. I was actually just at an apple orchard on Friday, and I didn't see any of that. I'm in Massachusetts. I was in Andover, Smolak Farms, and I'd gone with my daughter on a field trip for her school. So all these kids were really excited, and everything looked really full, and there were tons of apples. So I want to maybe do a little bit of research and find out. That's why I want you to email me so I can get that to you. And then maybe next week I can talk a little bit more about it, because that's interesting to find out.
Apples up here this year, there's not very many. A lot of the orchards are struggling because they don't have many apples this year. We had great blooms this spring, and I thought the trees would be overloaded and have to be braced.
And now I'm wondering if it has anything to do with a late frost hitting some of those flowers.
Having some cold. As far as the apple production goes, but the leaves falling off and the trees just totally. The trees look like they're dying.
The other thing I think could have a lot to do with it is having that heavy drought and having such a hot August. I'm seeing a lot of I was seeing this before. I mean, we're getting into almost October, so you can start to see leaves fall. But at the beginning of September, I was starting to see some trees that normally don't drop leaves that were really stressed out from the drought, dropping leaves, turning yellow, that type of thing. Maybe the 2 years in a row of having this type of drought is really starting to add up to it. But like I said, I want to do a little bit more research. It's interesting to me, and I want to find out, and I want to get some info to you and to everybody out there, because it's not just affecting you. And, you know, I don't mean it this way, but hopefully it stays up there and doesn't head down into the other areas. you know, apples are such a great fruit, and, you know, this is the time everybody's apple picking and families get together and do those types of things. It's really nice to see, and to not have as much of a production and have some issues with trees would be just be, you know, would be devastating. So, if you could.
Out of 60 trees this year, we only have about 3 with apples on them.
Oh, wow.
It's really unusual. I think the drought is part of it.
I think it has a lot to do with it, but this seems like there could be something else. To be honest with you, I'm actually, so on Saturday, going to Stockbridge School of Agriculture, which is UMass Amherst, for an event, their 100-year anniversary. So if you could email me, just so I get your information, I can ask these questions maybe while I'm out there. We're going to celebrate. They have a little video of my dad out there during one of the dinners. So my mom and I and the kids and my wife want to go out there and see it. So maybe we can get some information. So, Larry, please email me and I'll get you some more info.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's time to get your lawn growing strong and green for spring. Start today with Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food. It contains Biotone Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening. Deeper roots and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All Seasons Lawn Food should be applied now in fall, and then again in late spring, late summer, and in the spring as well. Spread evenly on a recently mowed lawn, including newly seeded and sodded areas. Water lightly after application, and you're done. Like all Espoma products, All Season Lawn Food is simple to use and safe for your people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All Season Lawn Food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Christine in East Kingston.
Christine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. thanks for taking my call. I have a potted Meyer lemon tree.
Okay.
I got it in May, and it's been outside all summer. We actually got it, came with a lemon growing on it, and we actually picked it and used it for a martini.
Yeah, awesome.
Really good. But what my goal is to keep it alive through winter. I brought it in probably a couple of weeks ago, and the it didn't look good. The leaves have been falling off. The leaves have yellow in them, and I saw little tiny bugs on there the other day, so I got some neem oil, and I started spraying twice a day the leaves on top and under, and then I got some Jack Citrus 20-10-20 fertilizer, and I, mind you, I don't know what I'm doing, I mixed a teaspoon of it in a gallon of water, and I started watering the plant with that, and it seems to be, it looks better already, but you know, I'm not knowledgeable enough, and I've been reading a lot on the internet, or trying to, but I figured I would call the expert, try to figure it out this way instead. But do you have any tips? Like, should I test the soil? I don't know what to do to make it healthy.
So with the plant, it usually, when it's planted, the best way to see if it needs to be repotted is to take a look and grab the stem a little bit, not too hard, and grab the pot. Don't grab so you're holding the soil in, but maybe grab the bottom and see if the plant can move up. If it can move from the pot, take a look and see if you see circling roots. If the roots have circled, that means it could be pot bound. If you're not seeing that, then the container should be fine for a while on there. You don't necessarily have to. Sometimes when they come in the plant, when plants come into a nursery or garden center, they have a smaller pot just for ease of transport, that type of thing. But take a look. That's the first way you can tell if you need to replant it.
Okay.
If you don't need to replant it, that's fine. It should be fine inside. One of the things I want you to do is you have the neem oil.
Yes.
Don't spray the neem oil as often as you're doing. Wait a little bit in between.
Okay.
About 7 to 10 days in between spraying.
Okay.
It is an oil. So, when you brought it inside, do you keep it in a sunny location?
Yes. It's right in my kitchen, right in the window. And it's okay, getting great sun.
Perfect. So what could be happening is that neem oil has some oil in it. It could start to burn some of the leaves if it's in too much sun, because it's oil sitting on the leaves. Like I said with Larry earlier, it's like putting oil on your skin and then going outside to the beach and expecting not to burn.
Yeah, I heard you
say that. It's
that
type of thing. So just take a look at that. Now, you notice that there are little white flies or little insects coming out of there. The other thing that you can add to the soil that you have is to put a systemic household insect control from Bonide. That product you mix into the soil and water in, and it'll help any of the soil-borne insects come out. The biggest one is those fungus gnats. They look like gnats little fruit flies, but they're not fruit flies. They're actually coming from the soil, so that's one way to take care of it.
Okay.
There's some more information I want to get to you, but we're going to a break, so I want you to hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you even more information. All right? The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a campaign-style rally in West Virginia last night, President Trump tells the crowd,
"For the last 18 months, Democrats have spent every minute trying to overturn the results of the last election."
There to support GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, the president cited the efforts to get Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmed as Supreme Court justice.
"To vote for Judge Kavanaugh is also a vote to reject the ruthless and outrageous tactics of the Democrat Party. Mean obstructionists."
The Indonesian death toll is rising. The country's National Disaster Agency now says at least 832 people are known to have been killed by Friday's earthquake and tsunami, and that number is still expected to climb. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggering the devastating tsunami with waves as high as 20 feet. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Christine about a Myers lemon. Myers lemon. Coming back into the house for the year, already brought it in, started to have some issues, that type of thing. So one of the things I want to make sure you do is give it as much sun as possible. And I know you said it's in a really sunny location, so that's perfect. They want at least 8 to 12 hours of sun per day. Obviously, during the winter, there's not that much sun. So as much as possible, if you can, when it comes to the sun.
Okay.
The other thing is keep it at this time of year when it's still cool outside, we still have some warmth. You can open the windows near it to get that so that the temperature is, you know, flowing so it feels like it's kind of outside. That type of thing. Going forward next year, I might wait a little bit longer to bring it into the house.
Okay.
Get it so, because it wants to be outside naturally, but in New England, there's no way you can leave it outside and have it survive the winter. So you, obviously you're going to need to bring it in, but bring it inside when the temperatures aren't completely just really cold. Like we had last week, some 80s, we had some 70s and 80s, so it was still cool out where that tree could be all right outside.
Okay.
So maybe wait a little bit longer, that could help you. The other thing, make sure it doesn't dry out while it's inside. Obviously, don't overwater it, but you don't want it to dry, because when it dries, that's when it starts to get weaker. It'll more pathogens, more insects will start to attack it because the plant is weak.
Okay.
The final thing is you want more of like a balanced fertilizer where the numbers are all the same, just about like a 10-10-10. They have 18-18-18 fertilizers, something along those lines. So it's all balanced. It's not think the one that you used, I believe it had a heavy middle number. Was that correct?
Excuse me, it's 20-10-20.
Okay. So you want that to almost be a 20-20-20.
Okay.
Because so that middle number being as high as the first number is going to help promote more root growth and more blooms for next year. But what it's going to do is just help develop on the inside and keep it fed throughout the year. That's the same type of fertilizer you're going to want to use all year. You're not going to want to really try some that have a heavy middle number, a heavy first number, etc. You want to keep it the same throughout the year.
Okay.
You could use like a 10-10-10 from Bonide or a Spoma. They have liquid versions of it to make it easier for you. Or you could use the granular for that. The Peters that you're using is a good one. And do that every maybe 10 to 14, 21 days. Take a look at the package. The other thing I would suggest doing when you do fertilize, water first. Don't water heavily, but water so that when you do fertilize with a liquid fertilizer, it doesn't just go right through the plant. It'll actually slowly go into the plant. That way the fertilizer you're using is being accepted by the plant.
Okay.
I always look at it as a hanging basket. Mm-hmm. When that's really dry, the water just, you water it and all of a sudden it's just coming right out the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Now picture that if it had fertilizer in it. The fertilizer is just coming right out the bottom with it.
Yep.
So that's why you should water first. Don't like water so it's just so wet that it's not going to go through. I'm just talking a light watering so that when the fertilizer goes through, it slowly goes through. It just doesn't go right through to the end.
Okay.
And
can
then,
I ask you? Go ahead. Keep going.
Sorry. The final thing was get it back outdoors in the spring as soon as possible.
Okay.
Slowly acclimate it to getting out there, only a couple hours a day in the warmer temperatures. You don't want to just throw it out there and be like, all right, give me all the lemons you got, but without bringing it back in, that type of thing. So you want to slowly reacclimate it to outside because you've had it inside. You know, the temperatures, maybe they're in the 60s, 70s every day. And then spring, we're in 40s at night. Your citrus tree might not make it, and all that work you did would be for nothing.
Much.
No problem.
There's about 15 lemons on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably about 2 inches around. Should I take them off or should I just leave them? And will they continue to grow through the winter, do you think?
So they should continue to grow, but when they do get to that point where they're ready to go, you're going to want to pick them because they can go to the opposite part of it and just not be viable. They just won't be anything. Maybe grab a couple and, you know, Saturday night have a couple more of the, or one or two martinis with them. But, you know, you can share them with the neighbors, that type of thing. But leaving them on there could actually have the opposite effect. That could go to seed in there. There'd be no good. The other thing that happens is the plants are focusing on producing that fruit for you. It's not going to start to reproduce in other areas if it's just full of fruit already. You get rid of some of those to allow it, okay, all right, next cycle, let's keep going. It's like you're helping the plant understand what it needs to do.
Okay, all right.
And working through that process.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
Great, Christine. Good luck with that, and hope everything works out for you.
Thank you. I'm sorry about your dad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Did you know that fall is best time to plant grass seed? Let's get your lawn looking great again this fall using Bonide DuraTurf products. If you need to plant grass seed to repair your lawn, we recommend Bonide Sun and Shade, Full Sun, or Dense Shade mixtures to do the job. These are specially formulated to hold up to the harsh summers. These are drought, insect, and disease-resistant grass seed mixtures that will establish quickly and blend into your existing lawn. Make sure you get the newly planted grass seed off to a good start by applying Bonide's Lawn Seed Starter Fertilizer. This fertilizer will help encourage strong root growth before winter and also thicken your existing lawn. If you're not reseeding your lawn this fall, use Bonide's Winterizer Fertilizer. Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. Bonide's Winterizer will provide the nutrients necessary to green your lawn up now and to strengthen it for the winter months. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide turf products are available at these fine stores. West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. A. Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. And Every Bloomin' Thing in Scituate, Massachusetts. Phone number here. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Helen and Lowell.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have two, well, possibly two questions. My daughter and son live in Connecticut. They bought a... trying to think of what a maple, Japanese maple, to put on their deck, and a large, one of those large concrete planters with succulents.
Yep.
Is there any way, well, I know how, I'm pretty sure I know how to overwinter the red maple. It would be best to dig it in and put it, the Japanese maple, and put it in the ground. We've done that with a small one of us, our own. Is there any other way? They have a garage. Is there any other way to wrap it and keep it?
I'd really want it to be in the ground if it could. If you can't put it in the ground, put it up against a corner where it's not going to get a lot of wind and a lot of, like, winter damage. When I say winter damage, I mean snowfall coming off of the roof, a lot of heavy winds, etc. What you can do is you can put it, like, in a corner where, on the side of a house where the pitch of the roof isn't the snow. Excuse me. The snow isn't falling onto it, and then really mulch it into the side of the house. And when I say mulch, you can use either regular mulch, like cedar mulch, pine mulch, hemlock mulch, or straw or salt marsh hay to mix around it. You're really trying to do is keep that root system at the same temperature all winter long. You don't want that, because the roots are exposed and they're above ground, they're more likely to have that freeze-thaw effect than if they were in the ground. And by putting mulch around it or by putting that salt marsh hay or straw around it, it tries to help insulate it and keep it that same temperature. So those are ways that you could do it. As far as
what about under?
Go ahead.
What about under a deck?
Now, is the deck... like a second story deck, or is it?
No, it'd be on the ground.
They're
built in. The house is built into a hill, so there's a walkout level and a very tall deck where it's been displayed. But they were wondering about that. And
I wouldn't personally put it under the deck.
Okay.
Because one of the things that could happen is with it laying down, the top of the plant is more exposed for like mice or small like rodents, chipmunks, those types of things. And so they could be doing some damage to the top of it. Plus, what it also does is it creates like a little home for those rodents. The rodents are looking for some place to go for the winter to keep warm, have food, shelter, etc. And by laying it down underneath there, you've just created it.
It's tall enough. The house is built into a hill. So this is
okay, so if it's tall enough, that would be a good spot. I thought you had said lay down. I apologize.
No. And not that many. Not every deck is as high as this one. It's probably, I can walk under. I'm 5'3", and I can walk under it as long as I don't walk into a beam. So, it's tall enough to have the tree stand up.
That could help it as well. As long as, it'll have some sunlight from it. But it's going to protect it. It's going to have that barrier around the side. So it should be all right. But I would definitely, if you're putting it under there, still mulch it in.
Oh, yeah.
Still put some straw around it. This definitely could help it.
Okay. And watering? Any watering needed?
So you'd water it until the ground starts to freeze outside. Continue, slow down on the watering, really on that trickle effect. Maybe I like to, when I water bigger plants, I'll put the hose in the pot or on the ground next to it at a trickle for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And just let it sit. And you can wait about 15, 20 minutes, go to the next one, that type of thing. At this time of year, you can start doing it every couple days. Then you'll be every 3-4 days, and then you'll just cut back. you really want to take a look at the weather. If the ground outside is starting to freeze, that's when you want to cut back on it. You want the plant to have a dormant period as well.
Right. Okay. Now, what about the succulents? I think you can perhaps picture what I'm talking about. It's a rectangular concrete
box. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. So the succulents, they could bring some of those inside and keep them in the sun, or they could put it underneath the deck as well. Put it under there. You could actually cover the whole thing with the straw or the salt marsh hay, but wait some time to do that. What you want to do is if they're going to put the salt marsh hay around the maple and the succulent, say they put it under the deck, grab the salt marsh hay now, because a lot of the garden centers in the areas have it now. They don't have it later on in the season when it's time to really put it down. And about Thanksgiving, maybe a little bit later, depending upon the temperatures, that's when you want to put that salt marsh hay around the plants. That's why you want to get it now, because when the ideal time is actually about Thanksgiving or the first week of December. So take a look at that now for that, and that should work for both of them.
So that couldn't go in the house?
It could go in the house, but it would be all right to be outside. You could keep it in a sunny window.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only.
Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Phone number 855-660-4261. If you guys, we only got a couple minutes left, so if you're on the lines and I don't get to you, go to our website at paulperrin.com. Go all the way to the bottom and we'll answer your gardening questions the best we can. We're a little bit behind for a bit, but we're starting to catch up. So definitely, if you have some questions, go there. Let's go right into the lines while we're here. Nathan, who's up next?
Ginny in Cape Cod.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. I bought a small rhododendron in the spring, and actually the bunnies ate all the, it's low to the ground. It's the bunnies ate all the little flowers, so I didn't get any flowers, but it did have some growth. But I noticed in the late summer that all the green leaves closest to the ground, they're all falling down. So it's in an area that gets a lot of light, but I don't think it gets any sunlight or very little. There are tall, tall, tall trees that block the sun, the direct sun on it. So I'm not sure whether it's because it's not getting any sunlight that these leaves are dropping, and they're green, not yellow.
So I would think that has a little bit to do with it. there are a bunch of rhododendrons out there that would take full shade, but the majority of them do need some sun to push their flowers and to push the growth for it. So I would think it would need a little bit more sun than it has. If you have an area on the property that you can put it where it has more sun, this is actually a good time to transplant it, to move it from one spot to another. But I think it has a little bit to do with that. It also could have a little bit to do with the drought, the temperatures that we've had. One of the hottest Augusts on record, at least where I was in the northern part of the state of Massachusetts. I know the Cape has, you know, it's a little bit cooler, but I know it was still warm. But if you could get it some more sun, that would really help it.
So I was thinking the fact that it wasn't getting any sun at all, maybe it wasn't allowing the roots to dry out. Has nothing to do with that.
That's definitely an aspect that could be happening. But I think the biggest issue is the sunlight.
Okay.
Just going forward, if you want for the area to spray, you could use a Repelzol product from Bonide. It's a repellent mm-hmm. that lasts up like 2 months around the plants, so you can create like a border.
Yeah.
It's called Bonide Repelzol. It comes in liquid and granular forms.
Okay.
Has a lot of good things. There's also a product out there. It's called Rabbit Scram.
Okay. Yeah.
We sell it at Mahoney's, where I work, and mm-hmm. it's a great product. One of the reasons why I like it so much is when it rains, it actually gets better and works more.
And who puts that one out?
It's just called Rabbit Scram.
If you go to
a garden center or look for it online, you can get some information. But it'd be beneficial because bunnies are everywhere, I'm noticing.
Yep.
So that might be good to help you out.
All right. And I also have some delphiniums that I grew from seeds. They're in pots, so I need to put them in the ground. So is there any special treatment I should do?
Sooner the better that you can get them into the ground. Mix in a little bit of like a planting mix, maybe some compost or peat moss. Don't go too crazy because they're smaller. You don't want to put too much and have too much of the organic matter around it. And maybe use some of the Biotone starter from Espoma.
Mm-hmm.
Mix a little bit of that into the soil with the area. That could definitely help you with that. You're on the Cape. I don't know if you buy any of the Mahoney's, but they have it's called compost planting mix. It actually has the Biotone starter in it. So it'd be both of them together. There are products out there that have that as well. I just know that one because I work there, so I know that one better. But it's a great little product to add to the soil. You don't have to buy all the different ingredients. You can put it all together.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Patrick. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you so much for the phone call and good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, so we only got about 30 seconds left, so we're not going to take any more calls today. So if you're on the line, feel free to email me. It's now to my phone, so I get everything. Everything's taken care of. But we'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. We're going, my mom and I and family are going to Stockbridge School of Agriculture for their 100-year celebration on Saturday. So we'll be back for Sunday to tell you all about it. They got a pretty cool video I hear about my dad, so it should be good. In the meantime, go out and plant something and take care of each other and enjoy the beautiful weather.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.